Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thanks so much for being with us today and for this season, season 8, and we are talking about sexual addiction and compulsive behaviors. The title today is Too Much Sex a Bad Thing? Question mark. And, you know, I hear this from sex addicts all of the time, and here's the reality. You know, that question represents the amount of denial that they already have. And it represents to me, someone who specializes in this, how much denial is already at play in their disease. Okay. Why is that? And it's because they're already talking about like the frequency of it. It has nothing to do with the frequency of sex. Too much or too little sex has, you know, no bearing on sexual compulsivity and sexual addiction. And I think that even in healthy relationships and healthy coupleships, people still focus way too much on frequency of sex instead of what they are doing behind the scenes to promote, you know, sex in their relationships. You know, like how much time and energy are you putting into intimacy, care, concern, right? Support and love and attention and physical touch, all of those things, super important. So when a client comes to me struggling with sexual compulsivity and they say, is too much sex a bad thing? I'm thinking, okay, they're in a state of hypersexuality, all right? They'll say things like, I think I just have a high sex drive. They'll say things like, I want sex all of the time, or I have a higher appetite for sex than my partner. I'm hearing all of these things. And, the therapist in me who's been working and treating this disease for 20 years, on the inside, not on the outside, there's a little chuckle that comes up that's like, oh, they don't realize that this is hypersexuality and part of their disease. They have no idea yet that this isn't linked to their sexual appetite. This isn't linked to their biology. This isn't linked to their hormones and the chemicals in their body. This is up in the head, and it has to do with their chemical responses to stimuli in their addiction. Okay? So let me break that down a tad. Hypersexuality is the result of sexual addiction and compulsivity that has moved into a state of dis-ease and disease. Okay. So once it becomes addiction, and we talked about addiction in our last episode, so it's the continued use of these behaviors, these sexual behaviors, despite the consequences that come out of it, okay? So the pathological relationship to mood-altering behaviors that have life-damaging consequences being reenacted over and over, despite the consequences and the shame that follows, all right? So once they have been doing this for a time, hypersexuality will ensue as a result, okay? And it's because of this constant chemical cocktail that is being produced as a result of first the stimuli and then the acting out behavior. And when this is reinforced and repeated over time, your body, you know, neurobiologically, is going to shift to try to adjust and meet those needs. The result is you feel a sense of hypersexuality. Okay. And you start engaging more and more and more and more with sexual stimuli. And eventually, and we're going to talk about this season, the more and more and more that you're engaging in sexual stimuli and reinforcing that behavior over and over and over, the more tolerance you are going to build to it and the more novelty you are going to start seeking out. So what I'm talking about there is we'll just use pornography as an example here. So maybe you start looking at a certain type of porn at a frequency, say you're like 12, 13 years old, and you're looking at it every 2 or 3 days when you think you're not going to get caught by your parents, right? Well, over time, that is your tolerance is going to increase, and that will not be enough for you not to get withdrawal symptoms, for you not to start being completely preoccupied in your brain with the thought of looking of the next time. When am I going to be alone? When am I going to be able to act out again? And, you know, that creates a great deal of dis-ease in the body. It creates a lot of anxiety. And so you start medicating that feeling with more and more porn. And over time, the type of porn that you find erotic or arousing to the disease is it starts to get, gosh, sometimes pretty graphic, sometimes pretty violent, sometimes, it can be bestiality pornography. It can be all types of different deviant sites that 12-year-old was never thinking about. That 12-year-old was never attracted to that. But over time, a tolerance is built and arousal templates do change. And that is such a dangerous thing for young people. And, you know, because fast forward 6, 7, 10 years. So then you've got a 22, 23-year-old, you know, young man or woman. And now they are completely addicted and dependent on and viewing things that have taken them so far away from themselves. And now the things that they're drawn to and their arousal templates have shifted, they are confused about who they are as a sexual being. They're confused about relationships. They're confused about a lot of things. And this is very dangerous, right? And so that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about hypersexuality and tolerance building over time and how this disease starts to take on a life all its own. And we mentioned in a previous episode, like it erodes away at your sense of self. It buries your authentic self and your sexual self. That amazing, beautiful, vibrant, healthy sexual self is lost in the disease of addiction. And in recovery, a big part of it is finding that again. And I'm here to say that as a certified sex therapist, but also a certified sex addictions therapist, like recovery is sex positive. You abstaining for a period of time from sexual acting out, pornography, masturbation, and anything else that needs to go in your inner circle, this is sex positive. This is about you discovering your authentic self and sexual self and being grounded in your integrity. You're just not going to be able to be around this type of stimuli anymore and have the outcomes that you need and deserve in this life. So like, it's all sex positive. Your disease is what's telling you it's not, okay? I cannot tell you how many men come to me who are very resistant off the bat about putting masturbation in their inner circle. Some people are resistant to put pornography in their middle circle. It really just depends on their sexual addiction, their compulsivity, and how progressed that disease is. But there's a lot of resistance around that in the beginning. And this is putting it in that inner circle. We'll talk more about the circles later, but the inner circle for people who are unaware is like, they're your non-negotiable, like no fly zone. We're not engaging in those behaviors because every time we do, it leads to a consequence or it sets up a relapse. Okay. And so, you know, if there's a lot of resistance around that, you know, that's probably the result of a progressed disease, denial, and hypersexuality at play. So please understand that hypersexuality is not your real sexual appetite. You will not be able to discover your sexual self and your real, like, biological and chronological, okay? So both your makeup, your chemical makeup, your hormonal makeup, and the age that you are, okay? So biological and chronological. You're not going to discover that until you have got a good 9 to 18 months clean and sober from any stimuli that is in your inner circle or around that inner circle. Okay. And that's when you really can start to discover a lot of sexual healing. And so we see people recover from sexual dysfunction all of the time in this area. I mean, they are performing and pleasing their partners in ways that they never imagined that they could in addiction. Okay. So like, this is sex positive. This is about your healing and finding your sexual self. Okay. So like, don't get confused here. Don't get confused. This is about healing. And it's also about, you know, coming back to your authentic self, but also being able to please yourself sexually and your partner sexually. But there are just certain things you have to do in the healing process to get there. All right. And so the people I am speaking to today are the people who are on the other side of intense denial, who are contemplating, like, I think pornography or chronic masturbation or sexual acting out or affairs or relationships or, you know, emotional affairs, all of these things, you're starting to see, gosh, this is a pattern. And I don't like myself at the other end of it. And it is starting to cause consequences. That is who I'm talking to. And I am here to say that, you know, you might be in a state of hypersexuality. Okay. That is not your authentic, true sexual appetite. So enter recovery and come back to yourself. This road has been traveled a million times before you. It is a proven road to recovery. So if you have any interest in going down that road and seeing how an amazing life, the amazing life that you can have and deserve to have and were made for, we're here for that. And there are a lot of other CSATs in the country who are here for that. And so, like, let us walk down that road with you. All right. So is too much sex a bad thing? No. Too much sex in an intimate, loving, caring, compassionate partnership? No, not a bad thing. But your too much sex is about hypersexuality, not about your authentic sexuality. So, all right, just pay attention. If you're out there and this is piquing your interest, be brave, go a little bit deeper. All right, thanks so much, guys, for listening to this entire episode, and we will look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist. But guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.